Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Welcome to Saint Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder, and I'll be hosting this evening along with Brigitte. And tonight we're holding a special Wednesday night show to celebrate the 11/11 portal, which Brigitte will explain all about here in a little bit. Due to the global circumstances over these past several months, we've been guided to normally hold the show one or two Saturday nights a month to replace the normal in-person monthly events we'd hold out in Brigitte Center in New Jersey. Obviously, that's not possible right now. So going forward, we invite you to please stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. With everything going on right now, at this time, we're pretty much just offering these shows as we're guided to. So with that in mind, if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter ready, you can always go to lightbridge101.com to sign up for her email list. And if you'd like to find out more about the services she offers, such as classes, healing and channeling sessions that she offers out of her center in New Jersey, you can also visit her website for that information, which again is www.lightbridge101.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, you can also visit my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. And there I have samples of my music, CD downloads, information about private sessions that I do. And I also have many of the meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center over the years. So it's a good place to get all that kind of stuff. Also, if you want to hear any of the replays of this show or the shows we've done in the past, you can always visit our website for the radio show, www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Okay, well, with that, we're going to turn it over to Brigitte. Brigitte, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Mike. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep. Loud and clear.
Fantastic. Greetings, everybody. It's so wonderful to have you at the 11/11 Saint Germain Radio Show, certainly an event of transformation due to the significance of this, really this year when we think about it. We are reaching the end of a year that has been rather turbulent, forcing us to go within with the pandemic, forcing us to isolate ourselves and to distance ourselves from others. And here we are now getting close to the end of the year, 11/11, a number sequence that reminds us to pay attention to our thoughts, to pay attention to our intentions, and to remember where we are from and who we are. So who are we? Where are we from? These are simple questions that we ask ourselves all the time. And yet we wonder sometimes, we doubt, we question, especially when loved ones around us are getting sick or are transitioning and things become difficult. It is not always that simple to stay in that alignment with spirit. And 11/11 reminds us that this alignment is very real and that we have to trust it, and that there's a purpose in everything. Some might have felt the last 4 years being really difficult. Others felt it as an important time for transformation, which indeed it was, because it has brought up a lot of issues that were still there underneath the surface. It has brought this up for us to look at, to revisit, to make some new choices, and to also pay attention to how we choose to interact with each other. So you can see that it was 11-11, there's a big significance to relationships. When you look at 1-1, coming face-to-face with your own self, the way you do that is in relationships. And how do you want to be in relationships, or what do you want to experience in relationships? When you see something that makes you uncomfortable, sometimes we wonder, is this something in ourselves? But couldn't it equally also be something that we've outgrown, that just shows us that we no longer are participating in such behavior choices, and that we've moved on and that we are now choosing different experiences? So relationships aren't just a simple formula. There's so much to them. Sometimes they're a mirror, and sometimes they support us to grow beyond ourselves, depending who it is that we're in relationship with. Sometimes they allow us to go deeper within ourselves, to see aspects that we were afraid to look at, and to be able to look at them in a safe manner. So relationships is key. It really is key on the path of enlightenment. It is key on the path of ascension. How do we view everyone in our life? How do we view the whole world or us within this universe? Do we look upon life in all its forms and facets as being separate from us? Or do we recognize that we truly come all from the great spirit of all that is, from the cosmic heart, so to speak? And what is this great spirit? Some call it God, some call it Allah, some call it the universal life force. What really is it? Rama, there's so many names for that God aspect. So what is it to you, and how do you feel knowing that you are an aspect of something so vast that the Jewish people don't even give it a name per se, because the name will only limit it? And really that's why there are so many names for it, because not one name can define such vast, all-encompassing consciousness that created all. And that's what you're part of. Can you feel the unlimitlessness within you? Does 11-11 remind you of the possibilities of what it is that you can be and choose to be, and how you can experience life in so many ways instead of limiting yourself and restricting yourself through your thought patterns? 11-11 really steers something up within us. So many times we look at it, we see it on a watch, alarm clock, or someone text us 11-11. It's such a profound feeling within us, something deep, a deep knowing that we are so much more and that we are connected to so much more. I had the unusual experience, unusual because it happened so fast, but I'm sure others can talk about it too, that my mom surprisingly passed and transitioned to the higher realms about a month ago. And it wasn't expected. And I've always heard others talk about their experiences of connecting with loved ones, which I couldn't really relate to, because I, at that point, never had lost a loved one, unless you include your animals. I certainly have lost some of them. But it was very amazing for me to see in the last 2 days how my mom actually did make contact with me in my dream state, and very clearly talked to me in my dream state. Now, I do get prophetic dreams, but what that shows me is, again, with this 11-11 sequence, that there's so much more, that really the physical realm, that's just part of it. We are so much significantly vaster than we give ourselves often credit for. And we have the power to make changes through our thoughts, through our hearts. And 11-11 is reminding us of that. I had this beautiful privilege today to connect with a group of people who were willing to step right in to help in the healing of the Philippines that is being bombarded by a typhoon right now, to just step in and to send healing energy to those who are there. Look how much smaller the world has gotten. Yes, the media, sometimes they bring all kinds of conspiracy theories up, or maybe even stories that aren't true. But on the other hand, it is through the media that the world has become smaller, and we can recognize where there are problems on Earth and do something about it by connecting our thoughts, by connecting as a group, and focus our energy to bring healing to that place on Earth. And that's another aspect of 1111, this focusing your thoughts, and maybe find a group of like-minded people and together focus your thoughts to bring about healing, to bring about changes, to bring about empowerment. And I know all of you are doing it, but every year when we experience 1111, we are being prepared for another level of consciousness. We are being prepared for a deepening of our connection to our divine I Am presence, a deepening of our connection to spirit, to all those who are around us, supporting us, guiding us, a deeper connection to nature, to the animal kingdom and the mineral kingdom. And so we go through quite a purging before 1111. I don't know about all of you, but I felt physically a shift going on where in the beginning my body felt very tense and tight, muscle aches, nausea, dizziness. But as I got closer and closer to 11, shifts took place, and I could feel a form of opening taking place. And so it is very real. It's not just our imagination. This 1111 frequency, this star portal that opens up on 1111, holds truly a power to bring transformation for every single one of us, to become more aware that we are the son of the son of all sons, not just Jesus. We hold it within us, the Christ itself, the Christ of power, to bring kindness and gentleness and love into the world. And so ask yourself, reviewing 2020, reviewing the last few years, have you been able to uphold that? And then don't judge yourself if you weren't. But now is a good time on 1111 to refocus and say to yourself, it is worth it to spend 5-10 minutes in the morning and at night to redirect and realign yourself with the cosmic heart of this universe, to fill yourself up first with divine love and light so that you can share it out in the world. More than ever is the importance to not get caught up in the fear, because everything is accelerating. You can look at this year going by like a flash of an like really fast. Sorry, I cannot even think of the words. But look at that. Everything has accelerated. The frequency on Earth has accelerated. The power of manifestation has accelerated. So how can you find your inner balance in all of that? Because when frequencies go up, so do your fears. They come up to be looked at, to be revisited, to be transformed and transmuted. So this is a very powerful system of 1111, of mastership, where you're walking on the line between the light and the darkness, each representing a one. And you look at both and you use your Christed love to bring them together to merge and for you to ascend to another consciousness level. So I invite you now to take a moment as we are going to play the first piece of music that Mike has created, and to really just close your eyes, palms open on if you can, to feel yourself as that middle pillar of light between heaven and earth, and to open your heart, the Christ itself center within you, and to allow yourself to be that center part between the two ones of 11, to look to the left and to look to the right, and to feel these two pillars of consciousness, and you as a pillar of love in the center. And for those of you who study Kabbalah, it will ring even truer because in Kabbalah you have the pillar of strength and severity and the pillar of love and mercy on each side. And then in the center, you become the pillar of consciousness, going right through the heart of the tree of life, right through your own heart. That is fueling these dual forces and balancing them out. And when you look at the political arena, when you look at the fight between the Republicans and the Democrats, you can see again this division of two aspects. You know, you can say the Republican in red represent the pillar of strength and severity, because on the Tree of Life it is actually red, and the Democrats represent the pillar of love, mercy, and you can change it around. It doesn't make a difference if you want to call the Republicans love, mercy, and the Democrats strength and severity. It doesn't make a difference. The key is that you have to recognize that the only way that we can move forward in all of this is through the Christ love. And that has nothing to do with the religion. This has something to do with what the Christ consciousness stands for. The love, the gentleness, the kindness, the harmonizing energy that allows the duality to cease to exist and to become one. And that's what I want you to focus on as we play the third ray heart piece, as we usually open up with. And to just feel yourself as that pillar of pure Christed love and that alignment between heaven and earth and the bridge that you are, and letting it flow from your heart outwards into these two aspects, the light and the darkness, love and the fear, power versus love, however you want to call it, but let it flow out. And then even envision you taking your hands and just slowly bringing these two aspects together in your heart as you listen to the third ray heart piece. And once that third ray heart piece is done, Saint Germain, master not only of transformation, but also master of healing, is going to come through to guide you and take you through the portals, through the stargate, through the 1111 stargate, and he will talk to you directly. So do this now, close your eyes, feel your heart, bring these aspects together in your heart into oneness. Do this now. Greetings, my brothers and sisters of the light, children of the sun, and of the great spirit of all that is. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I'm with you at this time of continued awakening and transformation. All of you have been doing so well. You've descended into your darkness, and yet you moved out of the darkness and found a way back into the light over and over and over again. That is what transformation is all about. That is what being a way shower is all about. On this day of 11/11/2020, this date holds tremendous significance. Not only do you witness the frequency of 11, the master number, as Brigitte said, looking face to face at your own self, all of yourself, the light and the darkness, the good and the bad, the ugly and the beautiful, however you label parts of yourself, that is what you will be looking at. But there's so much more. 11, 11, adding up to 4, 20, 20, adding up to 4, 44, the angelic aspect in yourself, recognizing that you have wings, that you are earth angels, but also the power of the 4, the balance of the 4 elements with you, with your divine self at its center. And then, of course, you have the whole idea of oneness into duality and duality back into oneness. And that is the game of life, isn't it? That is what creation is all about. Out of spirit, you're born into physical form. And there are times where you're so angry at your physical form. You're mad. It's limiting. It doesn't feel good. You remember that you are so much more. And yet here you are stuck with pains and aches and limitations. Why is that? Well, it is through that duality of a part of you being formless and spirit and a part of you being within physical form that you can understand, that you can truly feel in every cell of your body what spirit is all about, what spirit is capable of, and how spirit can define your physical self. That you're not a victim, that you're not stuck in a physical form, but that this physical form has been given to you like clay, so that with this clay you can form your own reality. And if it is from your human self, the reality often holds limitations. But if you use your alignment with your divine I Am self and with the cosmic heart, if you use that alignment, you can truly bring heaven to earth. I know some of you have challenges with your physical body, and you've done a lot. You've prayed, you've meditated, you've done your work. But part of your body's pain is also about your frustration of being in physical form. You might tell yourself that that is not true, but deep inside of you, if you're really honest about it, you still haven't come to terms with being in a physical world. You judge your job, or you judge some of your relationships, or you can't let go of some of your relationships, and so you battle, you fight, instead of surrendering to your alignment. And this is not to judge what you're doing or what is taking place. Because the beauty of this is that there are moments where you remember your alignment. where you raise yourself up, where you become that beautiful channel and the instrument of the light that brings through healing, that brings through love, that brings through a higher consciousness. And that is your job here on Earth, to go into the depths of physicality and to raise yourself back up into the light. So no judgment, but I want you to pay more attention to this going forward. Pay attention to your alignment. Pay attention what it is that you do about your alignment. And I know that Brigida wanted to be politically correct, but let's take a look at the duality that is taking place here in this country and that is dividing this country. There are those that want to hang on to some of the aspects of the past, and there are those who want to have a new experience of life. There are those that are afraid to go of their uniqueness and incorporating new types of expressions of the divine into their life. And they are those who are willing to be adventurous, to see the new, to experience the unknown, to use love, to take care of all aspects of life, including nature, including all of creation. And so you have to ask yourself which way you want to choose to go. Go back to the basics. Are you willing to support Gaia? Are you willing to support nature? Are you willing to recognize that there is a co-relationship between you and nature? But then you have to make the right choices. The choices to empower nature and not disempower it. And so you're going to witness that as you shift your consciousness, the weather conditions are changing. The situations around the globe can change depending on your love and respect for nature. Feeling the connection to the mineral kingdom, feeling the connection to the water element. The water element is so important. Some of you are running away from your emotions. Don't run away from your emotions. They are key. They are key to not only bring healing to your own self, but healing to the world. It is also the flow necessary for you to express your divinity out into the world. So find a safe place where you can feel your emotions without judging yourself, without being judged. It might be sitting by a river and just allowing yourself to cry. It might be being in an open field and feeling the openness and letting it in your heart. But don't run away from your emotions, because the truth is many of you have picked up so much from relationships, from the global consciousness, that you're overflowing, that you're drowning with emotions. And if you don't find a release for them, you will feel aches and pains in your body. So pay attention to your emotions. They are great messengers. Pay attention to the air element, the wind, the thoughts, the way you focus your belief systems. Be willing to release any form of beliefs that are keeping you limited, and open your wings and fly, soar like the eagle in the sky, where you can begin to have a new perspective. Perspective is very important right now. Shift your perspective. Do no longer accept to see your glass half empty. See your glass full, because if you see your glass full, it can be full. And then Decide if you want to judge contraction and if you want to judge expansion, or experience both aspects that's part of creation. It is. You are consistently going through expansion and contraction, just through your breath. every night and every day. You experience contraction when you go to sleep and expansion when you wake up and you step into action. Some of you might feel it the other way around, where at night you feel expanded and free and astral travel, and throughout the day you might feel contracted. There is no formula of how you experience it. But 1111 is wanting you to pay attention to the rhythms of life. The only way you find mastership is by finding a way into your heart and allowing all these different aspects that are flowing around you, the contraction and the expansion, allow them to move into harmony. So they stop fighting each other, one trying to be more right than the other, just allowing them to coexist, all with their own unique experience and perspective. And that's not so different for the people of this country, is it? Everyone to coexist, allowing each other to have your own unique perspective, and through the power of the Christ love, finding the common ground, finding the bridge, bringing that what has been apart together. And so I want you to close your eyes now and take a couple of deep breaths. With every out-breath, let yourself sink deeper within your own inner self. Feel your roots coming out of your pelvic area, going deep into the heart of Earth, into the heart of Gaia. And there's comfort in that. It is not holding you back. It is not stopping you from reaching upward. It's giving you a safe foundation. It's giving you a place to balance yourself, to feel safe that you can reach up and reach out without losing your balance. So feel that connection to the heart of Earth, the nurturing and the gratitude coming from Gaia for your willingness to be here on Earth at this time as a way shower. Use your in-breath and out-breath to deepen this connection, to feel your body relax into this connection. And in this anchoring, you know that you can safely leave your physical body where it is because it's safe, it's anchored into the earth as an extension of Gaia. So now let yourself slowly ascend, move upwards out of your body along that path of light that connects your crown to the sun of the solar system, to slowly allow yourself to experience the calling of spirit, so the portal of the sun. You can feel how the earth is getting smaller and smaller as you feel the warmth and the love, the all-encompassing gratitude for spirit, from spirit, just as from Gaia, for your willingness to bring its light to creation into the physical realm. And so allow yourself to merge with the consciousness of the sun and feel the beauty of being at the heart of the solar system. Feel the rhythm. Here too, there's expansion and contraction, and yet it's all flowing harmoniously. There's no judgment. Everything is moving according to a higher divine plan. And so, Helios and Vesta were now present within that sun of the solar system as the solar logos and his divine complement. They are now going to open up a path of light for you that is going to take you directly to the 1111 star portal. Now that the star portal is keyed in specifically for each one of you. It is keyed in for the individual that is ready and willing to step through this 1111 portal. Because all of you are unique flavors, unique aspects of this great spirit of all that is. And it is your uniqueness that makes you so beautiful, that is cherished by spirit, by the great spirit. Because through you, it experiences itself in all its facets. And so let yourself be taken now on this path of light that is taking you right to the 1111 portal, but don't step through yet. Just stand in front of it. Some of you will see it as this beautiful sphere of rainbow colors. Some will simply see a gate. For everyone, it is unique, in alignment with what you need. But now that when you step through this 1111 portal, you will be fully broken down. You will become stardust, so to speak, because it's time for you to be rebuilt again based on the new consciousness that you're ready to embody. So when you step through this portal, the old you is going to be left behind. It is a form of death and rebirth. It is a rite of initiation. But it is one you're ready for. You're ready to hold a new frequency. You're ready to create a new life for yourself. You're ready to embody more of your spiritual self and anchor more of your divine essence on earth. So, part of you, the human you, might be terrified right now, since you don't know what the future holds. What does it mean to be broken down to then be rebuilt again? What does it mean to let everything that you care for die? Will it be there when you come back? Or will it just go away? Well, let's just say that it might not be the same, but it will be similar. It will be a better version of what you've had before, more in alignment with your heart. You will hold a new frequency, a magnetic force that will bring new opportunities to your life. It will allow you and strengthen you to experience life in a new way, bringing out your divine gifts, bringing out your light into the world where it is needed the most. So don't be afraid. Now that you are not alone, stepping right there with you are your spirit guides. One on each side, they will step through the gate with you. You're not alone. But now, when you step through, it is a moment of absolute surrender. This is not about trying to figure out what is happening. You are surrendering to allowing yourself to become nothing. So out of that nothingness, something new can be born, like a phoenix out of ashes. Let yourself burn with the fire of transformation to the 1111 frequencies, guided by the cosmic heart of this universe that is always watching over you, aligning yourself with its true imprint and frequency so that you more fully can embody the cosmic Christ love. So, are you ready? Are you ready for this new you, for this experience of this new you? Then, as you step through and as you allow yourself to become stardust, to then be reborn as a new sun within this universe, we're going to play Sweet Surrender for you. Step through this portal now. Let yourself simply, if you haven't already felt it, be restructured again, put together. And your light body holds the most beautiful rainbow colors in it. You're purified. Your pure love and hope. Feel that connection between your heart and the cosmic heart of this universe. Feel that connection. And now, two angels of ascension are descending to you, one on each of your side, guiding you towards the sun again. But you're not going to stop at the sun. You're being taken to an etheric temple right by the sun, a temple of light. In this temple of light, you're being taken into a sacred chamber. This sacred chamber is very familiar to you. You've been here before. You've received instructions here before. It is a very sacred place. Golden altar with two white candles lit. Pure golden surroundings. There is a brightness to this place, a radiant light. You can feel the upliftment within you just being in this sacred place, in the sacred temple of the light. And there's a presence of someone that is very familiar to you. A guide that you know from other lifetimes. And this guide is now, the spiritual guide is now stepping forward right in front of you. And there's a light coming out of his or her heart into your heart. And you're ready for it. You've been waiting for this connection. It feels so good. It feels like receiving something to drink, like water, after having walked through a desert for 40 days. There is a feeling of expansion and purpose and focus that you feel through this connection. And you recognize that it's time to take your divine work to a new level, either through deepening the work you've already been doing and allowing it to become a new voice, a new way to be expressed in the world, or through allowing yourself to bring in some very new ideas, ideas you've been afraid of, but now it's time to give birth to them. And you can feel how in this transmission between this new, old, new spirit guide and you, that there are light coatings filling you up, and that there's an activation taking place. There's a deep, deep knowing that you're receiving a key that is unlocking a door that has been closed for a long time. And you can just feel the opening within you. And it feels so good, like a breath of fresh air. And you rejoice in this connection. You feel the joy, the happiness in this connection. Whatever this new divine work is, it is not about being serious and dark and limited. It is about spreading the joy, spreading the love, dancing in the moonlight, being courageous to do something even if nobody else has ever seen it before, because you're not alone. You are being supported. You are being loved. The spirit guide is now sealing this connection over your heart with a symbol of light. For everyone, that will be a unique symbol. And as it is sealed within you, you are now separating. But there's a feeling of knowing that there's a lot more inner communion and communication that will be going on going forward. And so now it is time for you to be guided out of this etheric temple. But you know that this connection that you have as a spirit guide is solid. It is true. It is empowering you, and it feels right. So as you leave the etheric temple and you are guided now by those two angels further towards the earth, you see all the other members of the hierarchy of light, some like you who've come up from the earth, some who've come down from the higher realms, but so many light bearers that are now surrounding the earth, not yet ready to return from the 1111 gateway to the earth. And time is meaningless. It is all of you, your combined forces, your combined thoughts now, that can bring light and love and illumination to those who were afraid up to this point to open up their eyes. They were afraid to awaken. But it's time now to awaken. It's time now to see a higher truth and to make some new choices and to open yourself up as a channel and instrument of the light that you are, as a new representative of the hierarchy of light that you are, and just focus your light, your love, your beautiful, sweet essence down to earth, wherever you're guided to send it to bring soothing and healing energies to so many that are raw, that are afraid, that are terrified of what the future holds, to help them in their transition too. And for that, we are going to play now the rays of light. feel the deep gratitude from the angelic kingdom and the hierarchy of light for your willingness to truly be that channel and instrument that allows this beautiful, sweet frequency of the cosmic Christ love to flow through you out into the world. It is so needed at a time of healing for many. And so now, take a moment and also include your own life situation in that. We know that some of you have had difficulties, or that was physical nature, or relationships, or situations where you want to help a loved one, but you can't. Just know that you can just send them that cosmic Christ love, and you will make a difference. You don't always need to know the answer or have the solution. Much is taken care of on a higher realm and on a higher level, but you often want to analyze things and want to have a plan. Well, I hate to tell you, but there really isn't a plan. The plan is made by the choices each individual takes each moment. You define the future of Earth. The actions, the choices. So don't ask what the future holds for you. Ask what the power of now holds for you, what the present moment is, and how can you make the best out of the present moment. That will define your future. That will be everything to focus on for you. The now. And your connection, your relationship to all that is surrounding you. When you feel anger, when you feel fear, when you feel concern, align yourself with your divine I Am presence, align yourself with the cosmic heart, call on the 1111 portal if you want to, you can call on it on any time, even if it's not 1111, to support your alignment, and then be that bridge that brings heaven to earth. Now let yourself be guided back to your physical body that you left behind. And slowly descend, connect your light body with your physical body. Just give it some time. Give it some time to integrate this new frequency that you're holding. And now that it will take a few weeks for the full integration to be complete, just so you're ready for the winter solstice and the portal that will open then for you. Transformation is needed. There is much acceleration going on, and you're all part of it. Trust that you are playing an important role in the evolutionary process on Earth, and that you're not just here by accident, or that you made a mistake choosing to incarnate at this time. No mistake. No failure. You are truly where you need to be right this moment. And if it's time to move somewhere else, you will effortlessly be guided to move somewhere else. It's perfect. It is guided. And there's purpose in everything that you do. Now that my love is with you always, I support you, I guide you. You can call on me at any time during this transformation that you're going through. But now that you also not only embody the cosmic Christ love, but you also embody the violet flame, you bring change. Otherwise, you wouldn't have felt the connection to me, or you wouldn't have felt a calling to participate tonight in this radio show. We are all one. We are all connected, but you hold a very special frequency that allows you to effectively bring transformation into the world. Use the power of the violet flame, to merge light with darkness, to bring discord back into harmony. It is time. I am Saint Germain. My love is with you. It is eternal. Blessings to you. May God bless you. May God bless America. And may God bless the whole world that everyone is living on. And it is so. Namaste.
Okay, wow, what a great message. So, Brigida, are you with us?
Yes, barely, but I'm with you guys.
Yeah, wow, that was just beautiful.
Well, and you mentioned, you reminded me beforehand to send the 1111 YouTube out one more time. So I will do that after the show if you guys want to check it out. It's an 1111 YouTube. When did we do that? 3 years ago? 4 years ago? I don't even remember. But it's beautiful. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, so basically, we started a Lightbridge 101 YouTube channel. We have a couple different videos on there. It's called the 1111 expansion video. So if you would go onto YouTube and just search for Lightbridge 101, our channel would come right up. But it's like, again, it's called the 1111 expansion video. We made it back in 11/11/2017, so it's a few years old now. But it has some great channeled messages that Brigida had brought through that we put on the screen along with the music piece that I had done. And the pictures are of deep space, all sorts of different deep space pictures from the NASA Hubble telescope. So it's become like a little tradition for us now to break that video out every year. In fact, I remember when we did it, Brigida, I think we were up till like midnight on like the, the 10th. It was like a Friday night or something, you know, and the computer kept breaking down. And it was, I remember, you know, just revision after revision until finally it came out. And so it's really just a beautiful thing to watch any time of the year. But the whole outer space background behind the messages, you know, kind of lets you drift off into La La Land, which I know a lot of us need right now.
And I tell you, the music piece is very significant, too, because you recorded that for me when I went to Peru, to Machu Picchu, and you sent it to me the night before I climbed the sacred mountain in Machu Picchu. And so it holds that whole frequency of that sacred mountain and the symbol of how we consistently climb in life one mountain after another to reach new perspectives and a new way of existence. And that's really what the 1111 vibration is all about anyway.
Yeah. And what a trip that was for you. You know, people that are normally supposed to be going through several days of training to get used to climbing the mountain, and you did it and said you could. You were
barely,
lucky you made it back.
I barely made it.
Because it's such a steep climb. Yeah.
Oh,
I think the other
God.
Thing I have on our Lightbridge channel, I do have a link on there too. Back in the summertime, Brigida, you had done a Zoom interview with a woman named Wendy, who runs a different channel called Roslyn Salt Cave. which I guess she actually has a salt cave in New York City, like a healing center. But anyway, that's a video too, because she had interviewed you. And what really I thought was amazing was not only did you talk about your entire life story of how you came into channeling Saint Germain and how you came into your healing abilities, you also gave a message, a channeled message at the end of that video. And again, I think that's like, especially with the new year coming up, that's a great thing for anybody to watch, just to reaffirm the abilities we all have. It's neat to see how you came through it, because sometimes a lot of us have things come up for us, but we're not sure what it is, you know? So.
Yeah. Very cool. Yep. And as usual, thank you everybody for tuning in and for listening and for participating. Without you, this wouldn't be. It's always like that. You know, if there's nobody in the woods that can hear the sound, is there really a sound, right? So thank you. Thank you for being part of our Lightbridge family, and our love goes out to all of you. Hope you have a nice 11/11 night. And again, we are filled with gratitude for every single one of you.
Okay. Well, good night, everybody. See you next time.
Peace out. Love you lots. Bye.